Tippy Talks podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. Welcome to Tippy Talks. Today, me and Dee, both of your account managers here at Tippy, are excited to be speaking with Kayla Skilton from Massage Envy. We're so happy that you're joining us today because I know that you've been with us for a long time and you have so much good stuff to share with us. So I'm just so excited and thank you so much for taking some time out of your day and doing this with us.
Yeah, of course. Super excited.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the industry?
So I started at Massage Envy. I've been there, this year's my 13th year. I've been there since I was a little bitty baby. I was just a front desk associate. I had no spa, salon, no kind of background in it at all. My background is actually in psychology, but I love it, what I do. So I started as a little child. I was like 18 years old when I started and worked my way up from front desk to like a key holder and then an assistant manager and now the manager. I've been the manager for almost 8 years now. So I love it there. I love everything about the industry. Self-care is super important. Yeah. So I'm just happy to be there.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy that you're able to be sharing your story with us because, you know, salon managers are such special people. I feel like they're such people and they have such a big heart. And you have to be able to have all of those facets when you are jumping into an industry like this and you have a staff that you're kind of like, you know, everyone's looking at you to lead, right? And just to help them and guide them through what's best for them and their business. And it comes to the staff and bringing something new in is, you know, what are the steps that you start taking and what are the things that kind of start to go through your mind when you are presented with an opportunity to bring something in that you might think is going to be the best thing for them, but you know in your heart that, okay, I need to really take in consideration everything. And how do you start to execute that?
Yeah. So first and foremost, I'm extremely lucky. My franchisee is like very like, what do you think? What's your opinion? She's very like, allows me to lead. It's very rare that she doesn't, you know, let me try something, which I think is first and foremost is like the best thing possible because I generally don't have her you know, battling what I think is best for the clinic. But introducing new things to my staff is, I will say I'm very lucky. A majority of my staff has been with us. We've been open 16 years. So majority of them have been there like 10 plus years. So while that could be negative because they're creatures of habit and they like things a certain way, they've been with me through my whole journey. So a lot of them are very like, okay, what do we need to do? So the first and most important thing is the research. You can ask Dee. I probably emailed her back and forth for like a good year of like the same questions and like, how does this work and how does that work? And she was just absolutely fantastic to work with. But then once I started like getting to know like what it was or for anything, like we're working on launching Hydrafacial as well over by us. Like it's just a matter of like really researching and knowing the product because then I can start with my leads. So I had like a meeting with my assistant manager, my leads. I had two leads at the time, two lead therapists and a lead esthetician. And I was like, hey, we're thinking about bringing this on. This is how it works. This is why I think it would be beneficial. And not only is it beneficial to you, but it's also, I mean, beneficial to the business in terms of how much it saves on credit card processing fees. So that's what I kind of bring up to them is like, what do you guys think? And generally I don't get much pushback. They're like, yeah, tell us how we're going to help. And then it's a slow introduction. So it's okay. We're thinking about starting this. So it's going to be about a month before we mm-hmm. commit to it. And then a month from then is when we're going to launch. So it gives them about 2 months, no matter what we're doing, 2 months of like being able to ask as many questions as they need, get answers that I might not know the answers to, and then just prepping them. And then by the time we launch, whatever it is that we're launching, Tippy, for example, is they're already ready. They know how it works. Everything was set up. We did their accounts. We did their profiles, all that stuff. So they really were just ready. And then on the flip side of letting our clients know, we just do posts like we're going to be changing A, B, and C, or we're going to be offering HydraFacial, or we're going to be offering this in the coming months. So ask questions. That way it teaches us, but we're preparing mm-hmm. everybody possible for any changes or new implementations that we're doing.
Dee and I really get to see a lot of this. So this is like, you know, the typical conversation that we have with managers, owners, so, you know, people that are bringing a new Tippy into their staff, mm-hmm. and it is new. So Dee, shine a little perspective on how you and Kayla connected in the beginning and how you took things, you know, step by step, slow, made sure she understood everything.
She did take the bull by the horns. She asked questions, but I don't even recall it being, you know, that long of a process, because as she shared, she has so much experience within her location. She talks to her leads, but they trust her. So the more that she can provide them, you know, the easier it is to roll things out. And I think that is really huge, because she's got the influence on them. They trust her. So if she's done her research, they're gonna try it. And the fact that I think that's why it's so successful. It really stems from the management team, how you communicate to your front desk, to your leads. And I truly think that, you know, from a manager in our home salon, you know, the staff has to trust you. And at that point, you're pretty much golden. And it's just kind of proving to them that this is what's best for you and getting them on board. And I think that this particular location in Kayla has really proved that is the key in that. But as far as the exact steps we took, I mean, she took the information and ran. Yes, we have conversations here and there because things are always changing. We're coming up with new ways to evolve our platform and questions come up. But otherwise, it's all on her communication with team.
Awesome. That's so good. So Kayla, when you brought, now that you kind of prepped them, you had told them this is what's happening, when you brought Tippy in, how did that impact the business and the team?
I will say this till I'm blue in the face. I come to you guys every conference. I send Dee messages. Tippy is wonderful. I don't know why people, I think a lot of it, and this might come off as a little harsh, but I think a lot of it is that when I tell my staff we're going to do something, like if there's a little bit of pushback, like this is what we're going to do, because at the end of the day, it's still a business to run. And at the end of the day, it still saves our franchisee a lot of money. So when we save our franchisee a lot of money, we're able to give them pay raises, buy them lunch and dinner, just do like different things. Yep. They don't tend to realize that because they're not thinking the business aspect of it.
Wow.
So bringing it in, I told them, I asked the leads what they thought. The leads are like I said, they roll with it. They're like, cool, whatever, just tell us what we need to do. But I do have a couple like older, in their late 50s, early 60s therapists, and they're like, I barely know how to work my phone. So like, how am I going to do this? So I just take the extra step and work with them. Like we have a therapist named Georgina, and she's like, I'm just not savvy with it. So what do I do? So I set everything up for her. Now she has no questions. Everything's good. Everything comes to her little account. She knows how to go from there. So just, you know, so we were lucky. We got the stuff prior to our launch. Mm-hmm. So I was able to like show the therapist, this is what our platform looks like. This is what your profile looks like. on my end, I was able to show them, if you have a question about tips, I'm able to look this up. So rolling it out was, I think the best thing was that we were able to get it kind of in advance and look at the platform in advance before we launch. I think that's like a very bright tidbit of information is just because you get it doesn't mean you have to launch it the next day, because you should give it time, you know, to show your staff that. There is nothing on that platform on my end as a manager that I don't feel comfortable sharing with my staff, because they have to understand it.
Sure.
So I think rolling it out, like being able to have it a couple days before like we planned on actually rolling it out, was super, super helpful.
Oh yeah. No, I love that piece too, because it does get you a chance to get your hands in it and work with it. I love that you get in there with the staff as well. So like, you guys are not alone. Like, we're all in this together.
That you added, you know, you share with them that at the end of the day, it's for the business. You know, if the business isn't there, you can't support them. And when you're supporting the business and sharing that information of saving processing fees and how that ultimately is going to benefit them at the end of the day, like you said, raises or celebrations, like that is huge, because people need that to keep going too, to keep their passion alive. So I really love that you shared that piece, because I do think it's important to let them know that we're here for you, but you have to help us also.
Yeah. I mean, when I say it saved us thousands on like credit card processing fees, like I can't get that through enough.
Yeah.
And our clients, some of them, I mean, they think it's like this huge chunk of money that they have to pay extra to use their card. But when I break it down for them, they're like, oh, 25 cents. Okay, cool. And I'm like, I know the verbiage it makes you feel like you're trying to do math in your head. But I always follow that up with like, you know, this is for our therapists, for our clients, like to get our clients to understand how important it is. They don't need to know that it saves our franchisee cost. They don't. The therapists do, because it benefits the therapist. But the clients that are coming in, it's important for them to understand that this goes directly to their pocket. So before, they had to wait 2 weeks because it goes on their paycheck, and then it was heavily taxed, and then it was this or that, where like now it's, I'm like, you give this to your therapist, they get it within 24 hours. They don't have to wait. The clients love that. In turn, the therapists love that. In turn, my franchisee loves it, because everybody's happy and she's saving money.
Yeah. And I think to full circle is you have implemented the why behind everything. So, and it's very important to do that. And kind of like what Dee was saying is knowing why this is happening. And it is so important when people can see why, then they understand, you know, yes, we're bringing this new product in and it's going to do all of these great things, but this is why. And then the same thing with your clients, and everybody just wants to feel a part of something. And when you can bring that home to them, it just kind of brings everything full circle.
I can't think of any reason. I could not give like people, I run a manager's group on Facebook for massage and fee managers. And I like, people are like, we heard about Tippy. Tell us about Tippy. And I'm like, what are the pros and the cons? I'm like, zero cons. Like what name a con. I can't think of one. And I'm being serious. Like I tell Dee all the time, like I, there's nothing I can think of, but in honesty, like three things, like, for franchisee standpoint, you want to save money. Things are constantly changing. Prices go up. That's not just in the outside life. It's in the day-to-day ordering for product, the day-to-day ordering for sheets and cleaning and all that stuff. So it's going to save you money. Mm-hmm. It is not a complex situation where you're going to get this whole new set of things that you have to remember and do and focus on. It's not. It's really step one, step two, step three. You plug it in, you log on, you do your tips. So it's really, it saves you money. The therapist, the other thing is I know that they get used to habit, but how much of a cool habit is it to have your tips like readily available for you? So I have a therapist who before with tips, it went into her checking account. She spent it how she wanted to. Now with Tippy, because she can stockpile it in the one account, or she can change it to her savings or whatever the case may be, she doesn't touch that money. She uses that for her vacations. So it gives the therapist or the estheticians or hairstylists or whatever atmosphere you're in the ability to separate and determine, do I need this for bills or can I use this for fun? So mm-hmm. I love that aspect as well. And then the third one is it really gets the tips up. So we're so used to being like, would you like to leave a gratuity? And they're like, yeah, sure. $10. Okay, cool. Well, with Tippy, the option is we've changed our verbiage. The option is you have the option to do 20, 25% or 30%. And at our location, I can't speak for every location, but at our location, we always do it based off the non-member price mm-hmm. because that's just what they should be tipping off of, in my opinion. Yeah. And so we do it off the non-member price. And so we've seen an increase in tips. And so that's a huge bonus for our service providers. They went from getting $10 because people aren't going to try to do math in their head quickly to getting $25 on average, which is great. We've seen an increase in tips too. So like I would say it saves money. It gives you the ability of flexibility and you're going to see an increase in tips.
I do have one question to play off that. And I know I love that you do the non-member rate because I always, recommend that. But what do you tell clients that come in that are used to giving $10 and they see maybe $35 because you're suggesting the non-member rate? What do you talk to clients or how do you talk to clients about that wow factor of seeing that true 20% service when they had upgrades? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, so I'm going to be very real with you. I generally don't say anything. They just say 20%. And then I put in, we don't have the Tippy platform up on the counter for them to determine. We keep it by us and we do all of the work for it so that they don't, because I just felt like it would confuse a lot of people. They're like, okay, now they're clicking this and then they can click the wrong person. I mean, we do that enough as it is. I don't want the clients to have to feel overwhelmed by it. So to be honest with you, I just put in like the 125 and then I say, okay, 20% is, I think 25% is this much, 30% is this much. Are you comfortable with that? Generally, they're like, sure, no problem. I do have some people who just give me a flat rate and they're like, I just want to give $10. Sure, you could put a tip on there, $15. But a majority mm-hmm. of them say percentage, which is great because we already have a cheat like right next to the Tippy. Like we're in between the Tippy platforms that gives percentage and that's based off of non-member rate. So majority of them are already seeing the 125 as that 20% anyways. But I just put it in and I just say, are you comfortable with that? And majority of them will either tell me yes. And then you'll have the one out of 20 that is like, oh, how about 15? I can do 15 today. And we're okay with that. I can't force people to tip. Tipping is a luxury and my staff, I'm grateful that my staff is good with that. But a majority of our clients are cool with it.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I love that you're sharing some of your best practices behind the desk as well. I know and a lot of our accounts love hearing what other people are doing too, because, what works for you could possibly work for them as well. So that's great. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. This is so good. And I adore your enthusiasm and I love that you can't speak highly enough of Tippy. Of course, we love Tippy so much and, we want to empower all the service providers and our accounts and you as a manager. So, we just really thank you for all of that you do.
Yeah. Of course. I always tell DM, like, if you have someone who's like on the edge, like send them to me. I don't have a problem. Like, as long as I'm not in the middle of something, like I don't have a problem. Like get them on the phone with me. Have them ask me all the questions because you guys, you can answer as much as you can about Tippy. And there's only so much that you can answer in regards to specifically Massage Envy. Yeah. So yeah. If my job is to help you guys solidify that because it's such a great product for our industry, I have no issues with that. I can't speak highly enough about Tippy. I love it.
Oh, you are the best.
Don't question it. Just do it. Try it. You'll love it.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't imagine it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippi was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.